This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, today on the Morning Conversation, we will take a look at the start of the college football season as the Oregon Ducks get ready to host the Fresno State Bulldogs coming up tomorrow morning. Kickoff at 11 o'clock from Autzen Stadium. You can tune in and catch the Ducks all season long right here on Douglas County's home for the Oregon Ducks. News Radio 1240 KQEN. You'll hear him on the sideline as the Oregon Ducks kick off the season. Joey Mack joining us here on the program. Great to have football back. How anxious and excited are you to be maybe down on the sideline and finally hear the roar of the fans at Autzen Stadium?
Well, I am really anxious for that, first and foremost, I'm just glad that I will not be walking throughout the stands where season ticket holders are supposed to be. I will be on the sideline again, which is really, really nice, selfishly as a broadcaster, but you know, maybe not as selfishly, but only a little bit selfishly, I'm just glad that there's going to be people back in Autzen Stadium. And, you know, Joey, it's going to look different. It's certainly going to look different than last year because there's actually going to be people in the building, but it's going to look different than it did in 2019 with all the different game day policies. So if anybody's making the trek to Autzen Stadium, I just would really encourage everybody to get familiar with those game day policies and what things are going to look like. If you go to GoDucks.com, you can click on that red banner across the top. We've done our best to really keep that updated, and I've tried to answer questions anytime I get them, but you know, with either proof of vaccination or with a negative test within the last 3 days, that's going to be required for every ticket holder to enter, and masks are going to be required, you know, all those different things. Concessions, you can order them through your mobile phone now. Download the GoDucks Game Day app because mobile ticketing is here and it's here to stay. It's just, I think those are the bullet points, but it's definitely going to look a little bit different. But hey, I'm to the point where I don't really care what it takes as long as we can all have the Autzen family back together again.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to that. No more fake crowd noise. We're all done with that. I was just thinking about it as you were talking there, and I don't think I made it to Autzen at all last year. I know that they've done some construction since probably the last time I stepped foot in the building up there. A brand new video board, I feel, is part of what's been going on there at Autzen Stadium. You've gotten a chance to roam around through this last year or so of football there in Eugene. What's it like? Or what kind of new things might fans be looking forward to seeing when they get a chance to get back in there in the building?
Well, the scoreboard is truly spectacular. We were all so disappointed that nobody got a chance to see it last year because it is one of the best in college football. And, you know, to get real nerdy for you here, one of the things that I was excited about, because this project actually started with just the audio system at Autzen Stadium. So the origin of the project was, yeah, the speakers suck, we need to replace them. And so as an audio guy, I was going like, heck yeah, we definitely need to do that. And one of the things for anybody that's been to Autzen Stadium that you heard is there's a delay from if you're sitting underneath the speaker box where the end zone terrace is, where now the new scoreboard is. It was delayed as the sound made it across the stadium, and the volume would drop. And so if you're sitting near the speakers, it'd be so loud you could hear nothing but the speakers. And if you were sitting over near the band, you couldn't hear the speakers at all. It was that kind of battle that the audio techs at Autzen were dealing with. So that was the origin of the project. Well, then they had a donor who said, well, you know what? I mean, if we're going to spend all this money, why don't we do it right? Let's do a scoreboard too. And then now here we are with one of the best scoreboards and best sound systems in college sports. It really is a huge difference. I was joking with Don Essig when I talked to him earlier this week, like, hey man, you've never sounded so good on the speakers at Autzen. And now, so like, you know, Joey, you're going to get a kick out of this as an audio nerd like me, but we talk a lot about decibel drop, and decibel is how you measure volume, right? We talk a lot about decibel drop when you're doing a stadium system like this, and there was like a 30 decibel drop off sometimes from one end of the stadium to the other with the old system. The decibel drop off is less than 3 decibels across the entire stadium now.
Wow.
That's how good this system is. So not only are you going to hear everything a lot better, you're going to see everything a lot better on that scoreboard at Autzen Stadium. Everyone, though, is going to have to get used to turning their neck in the opposite direction of what they're used to, because now the scoreboard is on the PK Park Pathé Field side rather than the Casanova Center HDC side.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, it'll be an adjustment, but like you said, fans will be excited to be back in the building. And breaking down Ducks football with Joey Mack, who will be on the sideline coming up on Saturday when the Ducks are hosting Fresno State. And we're breaking it down by getting into the science behind audio here on the program. This season, fall camp, obviously headlined by a quarterback battle, and we found out just last week that it'll be Anthony Brown Jr. that will get the chance to start week one of the season. We saw a little bit of him last year, but not a whole lot. In the time that you've gotten to see him a little bit and gotten to watch what his growth has been with a full summer offseason, a full spring, and a full fall camp to get ready and into this system, what do you think of Anthony Brown Jr., and what can Duck fans expect to see when he's out there leading this team?
I think Anthony Brown is a really, really good quarterback. And, you know, Alex Forsyth described him as cooler than the other side of the pillow. So, to quote the great Stuart Scott, that's what Alex Forsyth said about him when I asked him this week. And, you know, Alex has worked with a number of different quarterbacks. He's going to be the starting center for the Ducks. And he just really likes his calm and his poise. And Johnny Johnson III, one of the guys who's had a couple different quarterbacks thrown to him in an Oregon uniform, he said kind of the same thing. He's like, look, this isn't a surprise that Anthony Brown is the guy. I mean, this is the guy who's been the leader in the locker room. He's been the leader on the field. And with a team that has as many weapons as the Ducks have, I really think that a guy with the poise and the calm, cool, collected nature of Anthony Brown might be exactly what Oregon needs, because there's so much talent on this roster. There's also a lot of youth on this roster. I mean, guys like Johnny Johnson, who have been around a little bit, certainly are going to help, but Anthony Brown's been around a lot too, and just with his demeanor, I think that's what's really valuable to him in an Oregon uniform and him as a leader at the quarterback position. Now, in terms of the way that he runs the offense, he's very calm, cool, and collected, like you'd imagine. He really doesn't make a ton of mistakes, and that's what I've observed, is that he's not ever necessarily gonna force it. I think that there's definitely playmakers behind him in the quarterback room, guys like Ty Thompson, Robbie Ashford, Jay Butterfield, that are all really pushing him. And I think that's been good, because he has seen they can make plays, but those guys also may force it a little bit too much. And I think that's what Anthony Brown's experience really maybe sets him apart with, is that he doesn't force it. He doesn't need to, because he just knows how to run this offense. And big part of that, like you said, he had a full offseason to work with Joe Moorhead this time around. That goes a long way.
Obviously Oregon has been known for a lot of offensive stuff. They do have a new defensive coordinator this year. And what are we expecting to see on that side of the ball, and some great young talent to go along with some good experience on the defensive side of the ball for the Ducks? What are some of the things that Oregon fans could look forward to on that side?
Gosh, you know, Tim DeRuiter, hey, Oregon only scored 17 points against Tim DeRuiter defenses each of the last 2 years when he was the DC at Cal. And so I think that the Duck defense is going to be exciting, because, like you said, there's a lot of talent, but I think that the coaching is just really amazing with Tim DeRuiter. Not that it wasn't under Coach Avalos. I just think now there's a lot more veterans that Tim DeRuiter has to work with, that it's like, man, yeah, this could be really special. I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau might be the best player in the country. I mean, there is certainly an argument to be made for that. He might be the number one overall draft pick. Kayvon Thibodeau is really, really special. And guys like Noah Sewell, who was the Pac-12 Defensive Freshman of the Year last year, he's back. Justin Flo, who was another five-star linebacker that came in at the same time as Noah Sewell did, he's now healthy and ready to go. I just think there's so many weapons there. But now they got to prove it, right? It's a lot of guys with a lot of potential. There's that key word that a lot of coaches don't necessarily want to hear. There's a lot of potential. And those guys really do have to prove it now. I think that this is kind of a prove-it year, because there's a lot of people like you and me that have looked at the recruiting rankings and are going, man, yeah, this team could be really good. Well, now, especially defensively, they have to prove it. They've got all the tools to do it. I think they've got the depth to do it. I think they've got the leadership to do it. Now they just have to put it together on the field. And I think we're going to see a lot against this Fresno State team this weekend. And Fresno State's, that's not a slouch. I mean, you know, look, UConn is not great. Hadn't played football in 2 years since they didn't play last year. But you put up a 45-0 drubbing on anybody, and it's impressive. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of Pac-12 guys on the roster that Oregon is going to have to be dealing with because they've had a number of transfers come into Fresno State. So I think this is a really, really good test, particularly for Oregon's defense, to see if they can do something impressive against a team that does have some talent, even at the Mountain West level.
Yeah, absolutely. And a good way to kind of really get out there and stretch the limbs and get back into football speed against somebody else before a big showdown in week two, as the Ducks will head out to Columbus to take on Ohio State. Looking at the schedule just kind of as a whole, we know that big showdown in week two of the season. But how do you feel like the schedule shapes up for the Oregon Ducks as they try to go for a third straight Pac-12 title?
Well, to be honest, I think it's a tough one. I mean, you know, they don't have a lot of the big-time games at home. That was supposed to be last year's schedule, when Ohio State was not only going to be one of the big-time games, but the Ducks had pretty much every conference game that you would want at home a year ago. So the schedule's a tough one. I won't lie to you. I mean, I think that this is a tough, tough schedule because of the way that the road versus home rotation has fallen this year for the Ducks. So, you know, I will say this too, though. Like, the Pac-12 is the Pac-12. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are going to make a lot of noise in the Pac-12. It's always that way in this conference. Teams seem to beat each other up, and I am curious though to see how Oregon handles those road tests, because Mario Cristobal has only lost one game at Autzen Stadium, and it was that really weird game against Stanford in 2018. The Ducks actually have the sixth longest active home winning streak in college football right now. And so I think that the home games, I like Oregon's chances. This team, though, definitely needs to perform well on the road. That's going to be the key to Oregon's entire season, is if they can play well on the road. Autzen Stadium is a difference maker. We talk about that all the time. Coach Cristobal certainly has demonstrated that that you can win at Autzen with the crowd that's in place. Now they got to do it on the road, and that, I think, is a tough aspect of Oregon's schedule, and it starts with Ohio State, like you mentioned. That's a big one for the Ducks.
Joey Mack joining us here. You'll be able to catch him along with Jerry and Jorgie and Terry. They will be bringing you Oregon Duck football all season long. You can catch it right here on Douglas County's home for the Ducks, News Radio 1240 KQEN. Joey, thanks so much for a bit of a preview on the Oregon Ducks. Enjoy the action on Saturday, and we'll check in again here soon.
Hey, you bet. Anytime, Joey. Always love chatting with you.
And again, you can tune in to hear Joey Mack along with Jerry Allen and Mike Jorgensen as they bring you Oregon Duck football this season here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Kickoff tomorrow at 11 a.m. with pregame coverage starting at 9. That'll do it for the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.